When James Payne was told of an elderly lady who wanted to donate items to his museum, he headed to her home to see her collection. The biggest find turned out to be a box she was ready to throw in the trash. The story is today's American Countryside, sponsored by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agriliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As James Payne explains, there have been a lot of different versions of the place he helps oversee.
Our story actually begins with the fur trade in the early 1800s at the mouth of the Walla Walla River, where there is a Hudson Bay fur trade post called Fort Walla Walla. There are two of those that are destroyed, and so a total of three Fort Walla Wallas are built on the Columbia River. After that, there are three U.S. military forts that are built in this area that are called Fort Walla Walla.
Payne is always looking for pieces to put in their museum. He recently was called to the home of a 95-year-old who was moving to a new home and wanted to donate some items.
On my way up the stairs, I saw on the side of the stairway in the basement this wonderful World War II footlocker with her name on it. Said her name, Miss Elmira Quinn, Army Hostess, Walla Walla, Washington.
The role of an Army hostess was one Payne soon learned more about from his elderly benefactor.
On a base, they'd have a little location where soldiers, during their time off, could get a Coca-Cola, read current magazines, and do things like that, just kind of have a break. Many of these soldiers really appreciated having young women there, showing them a little bit of what home life was all about.
She had also collected several souvenirs to pass along to the museum, some with quite a story attached.
Soldiers frequently then gave her a souvenir, such as one of their patches or a piece of insignia, and in one case, a bullet that had hit one of the soldiers.
The display about the role of an Army hostess is just one of the many exhibits at the museum. Traveling the countryside in Walla Walla, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.